Inside the Female Priesthood Movement. I'm Fred Bottomer with Report on Religion. CBS News correspondent Lisa Ling traveled to Albany, New York, to meet two American women who are pushing to end a tradition dating back 2,000 years in the Roman Catholic Church.
For hundreds of years, this has been the exclusive body at the helm of the Catholic Church. Men. But inside this warehouse-looking building in upstate New York,
I am standing on the shoulders.
Rebels are convening. And they want change.
Change begins by somebody doing it.
We are holy.
This is the Upper Room, described as an inclusive Catholic community led by congregants and a woman priest, Reverend Mary Teresa Streck.
People are looking for what we're offering, and they want to see ordained women celebrating Mass.
At today's church service, the sermon is delivered by Bishop Bridget Mary Meehan.
And inspires us to create a renewed model of church.
Both women are part of the Association of Roman Catholic Women Priests, a worldwide movement to ordain Catholic women. Around 64% of U.S. Catholics support the idea of women priests.
The Vatican has excommunicated every woman who claims to have been ordained as a Catholic priest.
Do you think that you will live to see women priests accepted in the Roman Catholic Church?
Probably not. But that's not a good reason not to do it.
Earlier this year, in a rare interview, the Pope addressed the issue of women clergy with CBS News' Nora O'Donnell.
For a little girl growing up Catholic today, will she ever have the opportunity to be a deacon and participate as a clergy member in the church?
No.
But these women say that won't stop them. They hope they're laying the groundwork for future generations of women priests.
With Report on Religion, Fred Bottomer, CBS News.